The story of Jesus walking on the water from the Bible.
It had been a very long day. Jesus and his disciples had been out teaching about God and performing miracles. Many people followed them, and Jesus spent the rest of the day teaching and feeding 5,000 people.
When the day was over and the crowds were leaving, Jesus told the disciples to go find their boat and go back to the other side of the lake. When everyone left, Jesus went up to the mountainside by himself to pray.
You see, Jesus needs to pray too. He had a long, tiring day, and performing miracles was very tiring. He knew he had to be close to his Heavenly Father so he could have the strength to go on each day and resist all the temptation that came his way.
When Jesus had finished praying, it was very early in the morning, probably around 3 or 4 a.m. He came to the shore where the disciples had left sometime earlier. He could see the boat, but it was quite far away. The wind had taken them faster across the lake than usual.
Jesus knew he had to get to the other side of the lake and join the disciples. I'm sure he could have swam, flew, or jumped across the lake. This is Jesus we're talking about. He could have done anything he wanted, but he decided he could teach the disciples something, so he started to walk on the water toward their boat.
I'm not sure if you've ever tried walking on water, but it's impossible. Keep in mind, the water was very deep, and I bet some of the fish even noticed Jesus and stopped to watch this miracle.
So Jesus walked and walked and finally was close enough to the disciples that he could see each of them in the boat. All of a sudden, one of the disciples said, "What is that?" He pointed out onto the water, and all the disciples turned around to see what was out there.
"I think it's a ghost. What else could it be?" a few of the disciples said, terrified. They had come to one side of the boat to see the strange thing on the lake, and the boat suddenly got tipsy, and some of the disciples fell back into the boat to steady it and keep it from completely tipping over.
Jesus could see and hear the confusion. He shook his head and called out, "It's all right. I'm here. Do not be afraid." The disciples looked at each other and felt silly that they had thought their teacher was a ghost. Then Peter replied, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you on the water."
"Come," Jesus said, with his hand reaching out to him. The disciples watched as Peter carefully got out of the boat and began to walk on water towards Jesus. Peter watched Jesus at first, but then started noticing the wind and the small waves in the water and looked around with worry.
As soon as Peter started to be scared, he started to sink, and he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him before he was totally covered with water.
"You have such little trust for me, Peter," Jesus said. "Why did you doubt me?" Peter walked to the boat with Jesus by his side and wondered to himself why he got so afraid. He knew that Jesus could do anything. It seemed that as soon as he took his eyes off Jesus, he started to think about other things, and that's when he began to sink.
As soon as Jesus got into the boat, the wind stopped and the water was calm. Then everyone in the boat worshiped Jesus, saying, "Truly, you are God's Son."
The story of Jesus walking on the water from the Bible.